Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The Hotbird, episode 2, The Danger Wank. I'm Lisa Williams.
I'm Aniki Somerville.
And I'm Cherry Healy.
And we are the Hotbird Collective, hell-bent on making this world a better place, one orgasm at a time. And this is our difficult second episode. If you liked episode one and you're back again, hi, welcome back.
Hello.
This is so good that you're back. It's a bit like when you snog someone in a club and then you hear from them the next day.
That's never happened to me.
Never happened to me.
Let's not talk about it.
No, okay, that's the saddest story. This is a happy one. Hopefully you still like us in the cold light of this second episode. But the topic of this episode is not cold, is it? We're going to be talking about juicy things like masturbation, ooh, the joy of the danger wank, and why women should masturbate through the menopause. Yes, I said menopause.
Oh no. The menopause, we're not allowed to talk about that, are we? That's very untrendy and sexy.
Stay with us. We talk to Wonder Chick Meg Matthews about it, and specifically why she's suggesting that women masturbate through it, and I think it's going to change everyone's lives.
Ooh, don't you love that Meg Matthews, who is classically Mrs. Rock Chick, has taken up the mantle of menopause?
I know. I mean, she's really cool. I mean, I think it's just so good that somebody has decided to take that up.
And also someone
so sexy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Go Meg Matthews.
More of that later. So to set the scene, we are at Cherry's house again.
In a boudoir.
We've moved upstairs. Cherry's invited me and Auntie up to her bedroom.
Oh, yeah, yes, baby.
We've got a boba with us as well.
Yeah, there's a male here with us.
Hooray! We've got baby Joe.
He's very, very small. So I have just had a baby.
Do you want to lift him up to the mic so everyone can hear him?
Hear some snorting and
stuff. Okay, ready? Go.
You're on, Joe.
Oh, check it out.
So if you can hear a heavy breathing, it is him and not our resident perv. Welcome to the broadcasting world, Joe. He is. So I want to know what everyone's wearing. Cherry, what are you wearing today?
I have actually just finished filming in the sewers for Inside the Factory. So I'm in fact wearing a see-through onesie.
I thought it was a little bit explicit.
Yeah, I just felt like, you know, I'm matching, you know, Inside the Factory and this. So, you know, I'm just being very, very work specific.
Seeking effortlessly between the sewers and the hotbed.
Yes, it's linking. Yes.
Aniki, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm still wearing the outfit that I wore yesterday to meet Meg Matthews. So I basically got... Well, I turned up in an Oasis shirt, and then I thought perhaps that was a little bit too obvious, and so I put a large duffel coat on top, and I've just stuck like one big long eyebrow, which I can't get off, because it's actually stuck on with super glue.
It really suits you, it's a strong look.
Yeah. So sexy, I'm really turned on right now.
If this doesn't work, I am going to launch myself as a northern rock star.
I think you'd be great. I at least would come to your gig.
Would you?
Yes, I would. Good. I'd throw my pants at you.
Good.
And me, I'm breastfeeding. So
mainly wearing a baby.
I'm baby wearing. What I've realised is that there's a really fine line between breastfeeding wear and fetish wear. So I'm wearing fetish wear.
But you know what? The other thing I need to say is that Lisa's breastfeeding and Joe is actually standing upright, even though he is a newborn.
He's very advanced.
He's very, very advanced.
It's amazing. I've not seen that breastfeeding technique before.
And laid back breastfeeding. Look it up. Biological nurturing, it's called.
It's great beautiful. Baby, it's
and
so
it means
beautiful.
That you can also be on your laptop at the same time. So, you know.
It's very cool. It's very forward facing.
Yeah.
Making it look very easy.
We got there. Breastfeeding is beautiful / bastard, however you want to look at it.
It is a bit bastard, isn't it?
Now, we are going to throw to our live show, A Night with the Hotbed, which we record down at Old Street Records in Shoreditch, which is a really amazing leather-clad venue, isn't it? It's pretty...
It's perfect. There's a big neon sign saying, was it If These Walls Could Talk?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, it was almost made for us. It's perfect. And it was such an amazing night. It was so fantastic.
It was probably the best night of my life.
I think it may have been the best night of my life. Partly the joke that you told about the using the vaginal wash in your shower
for child hair washing which is coming up in an episode near you very very soon.
Spoiler alert.
The bit that we're going to throw to is when we talk about masturbation and Cherry has three fun facts about masturbation. We do a poll, so we gave everyone in the audience a whistle and a party horn, and we got them to tell us about the nature of their orgasms. Anarchy tells a story about a really gross wanking game. Cherry has to heckle some people in the audience who are being too noisy. And then we have a wonderful lady called Kelly Ford, who's a comedian, and she's also at Book of Mum on Instagram. And she chips in with a little two penneth on the danger wank. And then we do another poll. So without further ado... Let's throw to the show.
Throw to the show.
Here is the show.
I know three things about masturbation. One, it burns calories.
Woo!
Yep, there we go. Number two, did you know that 1% of women, this is a Dr. Karen fact. I'm so sorry, people. I'm going to have to stop you flirting by the bar. Number two is that 1% of women actually enjoy inserting something inside themselves while they masturbate.
Is that right, Dr. Karen?
As the sole act of masturbation without clitoral stimulation. So it's really interesting that most sex toys are in like a phallic shape. Just put that in your pipe and smoke it. And also, this is actually number three, even though there's another one down there, is that most women don't enjoy the feeling of something vibrating inside them, again, as the sole act of stimulation. But again, if you think about how many sex toys are phallic-shaped and vibrate, you think, well, how many women just put it in? Actually, it's... For so many women, it's about clitoral stimulation. Can you just put your hand up if that rings true for you? Yeah, holla, holla. Yeah, I've had some guys say to me, no, you know, I've had lots of girlfriends that just orgasm through sex. And I think, well, they're faking, my friend. They're faking. But you don't say that, obviously. You just nod and go, yeah, I'm a freak.
You should do a little poll, don't you?
Okay. Yeah, how many people, and God bless you if this is you, how many people come from vaginal sex only without clitoral stimulation?
And let's whistle for this, please.
Whistle.
It should be 20%, which I think is probably...
It's probably about right.
About right. How many people come from clitoral and vaginal stimulation? Can you blow your whistle? Dr. Karen, would you say that is true to the research?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. But the clitoral stimulation can, of course, be indirect as well, like the position, like someone on top, indirect rubbing. So, yeah, but most women, it's all about the clitoris.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to put it out to the panel. Why is female masturbation a bit of a taboo? You know, Cat and Moran really started the conversation. People are really starting to talk about it. It's great being a woman masturbating. It's very tidy. It's very neat. Why do you think it's still a funny subject.
Well, it's funny because for me, it's funny. Funny subject. And for me, I think it is because we don't talk about it when we're growing up. So if you think about boys, and I'm only talking anecdotally here because I haven't seen it happen, but I know there's a very famous game where boys are supposed to get in a circle and they all masturbate onto a biscuit. And then the last person to come has to eat the biscuit. And I heard about this game when I was at school, and we were in an all-girls school. We definitely didn't talk about masturbation at all. So I think with boys, you're kind of raised to almost feel like it's a rite of passage, it's normal, it's part of your masculinity. And I think with women, we just don't feel like that. And I mean, we started talking about it, and I said, I don't even talk to my closest friends about masturbating. And if you said to me, what is the most embarrassing thing that could happen to me, it would probably be somebody finding me masturbating in a toilet or at home. I mean, I can't actually think of anything more embarrassing, or filming me. So these are all these things. And so there's a reason why, and it's because we don't talk about it. So we do it, but we don't share those experiences. And I think many of us feel like it's not feminine and it's not cool to masturbate, and that actually it's a bit sad and it's a bit desperate. And I think we need to quash some of those feelings.
And actually, it was Aniki that put me onto this amazing book, which I have here. If you ever want just like a loving confirmation that whatever you fantasize about while you masturbate is okay, you're not crazy, you're not weird, get this book. It will make you feel better.
It's Nancy Friday.
It's a very old school book that Aniki told me about. It's Nancy Friday, and it's called My Secret Garden. It was written a long time ago, and she basically collected loads and loads of accounts of what women fantasized about while they masturbated. And I tell you, it is eye-opening. And very comforting. Anyway,
yeah,
there we go.
I mean, there's some very extreme stories in there. So there's, you know, fantasizing about gorillas, fantasizing about all kinds of things. But what I like about it is that it normalizes it. So actually, you think, do you know what? If I don't fantasize about gorillas personally, but I'm just saying, whatever floats your boat. And actually, I think as women, it would be lovely to get to a point in time where we could actually say, how are you? I'm fine. I just had a really nice masturbate. And did you? Yes, I did too. And I feel really good. So I'd love to move to that kind of position where we could just be, you know, even have a badge and just bring it out into the open. So I might start hashtag I masturbated.
Would be like, oh my God. Oh, you know, you seem really on edge. You should masturbate.
I'm going to just go and masturbate. I feel much better. Thank you.
Hang on, Booker Mum wants to say something.
Just to say I'm a real fan of the danger wank, thinking he's in the bathroom. Got about 2.5 minutes. Quickly knock one out. It's really good. Danger wank.
The danger wank.
Danger wank.
So if you have that moment where actually the kids are downstairs and they're watching Peppa Pig, and can you actually have a really quick masturbate before Peppa Pig finishes? Because it's usually about 5 minutes,
short
isn't it?
Episode.
So can you do that? I think that's a good challenge for everyone.
All right.
That's everyone's homework, is to go and see if you can do it. And if you use lube and a vibrator, it'll be really, really quick, trust us.
Yes.
So actually we could do a poll now, couldn't we?
Yeah.
That's time.
Here's a fun poll. In the spirit of openness, we are going to let the room know when we last masturbated. This was inspired by, I don't know if anyone watched Don't Forget Your Toothbrush with Chris Evans back in the 90s. We're very influenced by the 90s, aren't we? The word, what else did we like in the 90s? We talk about
Craig
it all the
David.
Time.
We love Craig David. Is he 90s? He is 90s. Is he 90s?
Craig David is our mascot.
We like anything 90s.
We like the girly show. There was the naughty 90s, and it was sort of much better than it was now, than it is now. So, and don't forget your toothbrush. They played this hilarious game with the audience where they had to admit when they last had sex. And it's because they knew that a couple had sex just before the show, and so they really embarrassed them. We're not going to do that. We're not going to really embarrass you. We're just going to ask you to bring out your whistles and your horns.
Can be anonymous, but we're looking at you and judging you.
Maybe we should do it like the first one should be blow your whistle if you masturbated in the last 24 hours. I think that's quite a good one. There we go.
We've got a room full of sex goddesses. This is amazing.
All right, what about What about in the last hour? Did anyone do it in the last hour?
Did anyone do it in the last hour?
Well, in the toilet with the lube and all the other things. No? That's why your skin looks so good. That's it. It is.
Is that why you're so smiley?
Yes. I feel this member of our audience needs a goodie bag. I mean, that's...
She does. Yes, that lady needs her a goodie bag so badly.
Okay, so and we talk quite a lot about masturbation there. So just let us know if you are masturbating at the moment. We've got a plan to masturbate. Let's just let you do that for a second. You've finished? Okay, well done. And then just use hashtag... I just masturbated?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Right, let's get it trending.
Yeah, let's get it trending. Well, I am going to masturbate, or I masturbated.
I plan to masturbate. I plan to.
Maybe don't put that into Google and look at the images, because you may get a surprise.
Yeah, and whatever you do, make sure that you've got the little thing on your laptop covered up with a sticker. Yeah. Otherwise, apparently, strange people can be looking at you while you're masturbating.
Maybe that should be our merch line. We should produce stickers like anti-wank. Stickers,
because otherwise there might be a small little man in Portland.
We could call it Wank for One.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Watch this space for our merchandise store.
Yeah.
So what you didn't hear then, because we cruelly cut off the recording, was a very fun game that we played that night, which was called What's That Sound, which I think was the highlight of Cherry Healy's life.
It was the highlight of my life. I was so excited about it, and I enjoyed it even more than masturbating, I think. It's when we played lots of noises, and you had to guess that noise. And it just doesn't really work via a podcast. Mm. So if you want to play the best game ever invented, come to our next live show. You won't regret it.
It was basically testing our audience if they could tell the difference between the sound that a vibrator makes and the sound that a child's toy drill makes.
Yeah.
And a whisk, etc. And one person in the room got all of them right.
Yeah, it was much harder than we anticipated.
It was. So get to our next show and we'll play it again.
Next up is Anarchy's brilliant interview with Meg Matthews. Anarchy, pray tell me, why did you select her to go and chat to?
Well, she's a really interesting person because obviously she was married to Noel Gallagher and she was massive on that party scene in Primrose Hill. You probably remember reading about Supernova Heights back in the day.
I do.
And she's now been very vocal talking about the menopause. And I think what she's trying to do is kind of make it much more sexy and out there and empowering. Because I think when we think about menopause, we think about little old ladies in very tweedy skirts and walking sticks. And the truth is that you can actually start your menopause, or you might be in the perimenopause, in your early 40s. So it's something that we need to get our head round. And Meg has done a really good job of actually bringing it onto our radar and making it kind of permissible to talk about again.
I think she's so brilliant. I mean, I remember reading at the time, because I was well into the Britpop scene.
I loved it.
And I remember reading at the time that Meg was actually not the most hedonistic of the party girls. I mean, she may have been, but she was actually very practical, and she'd be the one backstage at the gigs in the cycling shorts, vacuuming, holding her clipboard. I mean, woman after my own heart, apart from maybe the cycling shorts. So it's kind of like what she's doing with the menopause. Mm. She's like, let's pull up my sleeves, what needs doing here? It's almost the least sexy word in the entire language. Mm.
The only little problem I have with it is that whenever I think of Meg Matthews, I think of Mog Matthews. And when I think of Mog Matthews, I think of the cat Mog.
Yeah.
So I had to be very careful when I was talking to her not to refer to her as Mog.
Did you take her a boiled egg?
I didn't.
Mog likes boiled egg.
I didn't take her a boiled egg. No, I should have done. I took her a big fish, because that's what Mog likes to eat. Is
Didn't you take her a ginormous fish? Didn't you take her a vibrator? I mean, that's
I did take her a vibrator. And actually, it's one of the vibrators that we're going to be reviewing. And I mean, a really good thing would be is if she could review that as well. But she hasn't agreed to do that.
It is amazing and wonderful, and time for menopause to be talked about on the agenda. And I went to a talk the other day about it, and I didn't realize that a lot of women suffer severe mental health problems when they go through menopause, some really, really severe, and often carry on going to work and have to deal with it because it's very unsexy to say you're going through the menopause. And it needs someone like exactly like Meg Matthews to start talking about it.
It's tricky, because I think the thing is that when you get even to your 40s, actually, I can sort of say, you start to feel a bit invisible.
Yeah.
And so the loss of your kind of being able to reproduce, and the thing that kind of makes you feel like a woman, It's quite a heavy thing. So yes, whether you want to have more children or not, there's still this bit of a sense that a part of you is dying.
Yes.
And you're sort of saying goodbye to that. And a lot of women do experience these horrible symptoms where they just feel, you know, they get vaginal dryness,
yes,
their skin sort of dries out, they have horrible night sweats and mood swings.
And there are actually so many things that can be done to relieve those symptoms, but it, you don't know about it until it hits you in the face. And often, what some of the women I heard the other day were saying that they were in such a state at that point that they were embarrassed to tell anybody. Mm. So we need to start talking about it now and prepare girls when they're younger and so they're not embarrassed to talk about the menopause.
Mm. I'd like to also just have it feel like it's... I mean, it's not something that you're going to embrace necessarily.
But at least you're prepared for it and it doesn't come as such a surprise.
And you don't feel like it's the end of days.
No.
I think that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's hear what Meg has to say about it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, well, we're really excited today because I'm sitting down with Meg Matthews, and this is obviously the hotbed, and we're actually
in Meg's bedroom.
We're actually in Meg's bedroom, which is a very sort of sexy boudoir. So it's definitely the right environment. And we've also got Meg's dog who's
Ziggy.
Joined us, Ziggy, who is also very sexy. And I guess what we're interested in finding out about is, I mean, you've been really vocal recently about the menopause.
Yeah.
And I guess at the hotbed, I mean, we were having a little chat about it yesterday. We were saying one of the things about the menopause is it's really kind of associated with women who are quite, you know, much older, like kind of, and it's not very sexy either. And I just wondered, what's kind of your mission in terms of publicising it and talking about it?
Right. Well, this is really basically everything that I want to say and do, but exactly what you said. You know, women are just being, you know, you say the menopause and you just basically think, ugh, life's over, you know, all that sort of, you know, oh, she's going through the menopause, the stigma, the taboo, the shame that all came with it. I just felt like, you know, there shouldn't be any of that, you know, and I wanted to take all that away and take that all away because, you know, I'm not going through all that.
Mm.
You know, I did. I basically felt 3 years ago, it was horrendous.
Mm.
And I had like the worst time of my life. So back then, but then all of a sudden I discovered, you know, I discovered estrogen and testosterone and progesterone. And it basically gave me my whole life back. Before that, I was like full of chronic fatigue, and I really did. So I can imagine when you are going through the menopause that you do. Hi, Ines.
Hello.
I'm just interviewing, and anyway, so I can, you know, I can feel that, you know, going through that you would feel like that, but then, you know, I all of a sudden started to get my life back after, you know, taking HRT or bioidenticals.
We've got another lovely dog.
This is
here,
Oscar
joining.
Now and we've got a daughter join
Hello,
us on the bed.
Hi.
We are in the hot bed.
We're talking about the menopause. You've got a little while yet.
Do the eyes and S. Do the eyes. Yeah, that's it. Here we go again. So I think it's important. What I wanted to do was what I wanted to get out there was, you know, life is not over, but it does feel like it's over. And
I really feel for women, and that's why I wanted to come out and give as much information as I could about this, because it did feel like it's over. Mm. And 30 million women are going through the menopause in this country today.
They always talk about the classic night sweats.
The night sweats, they talk about the night sweats, they talk about the hot flushes, and they talk about the no periods, but they don't talk about the headaches, they don't talk about the loss of libido, vaginal dryness, weeping, depressed, anxiety, you know, the chronic fatigue, the aching joints, the headaches, the nausea. I mean, it's ongoing. If I would have known that it was the menopause, you know, back in when I was going through it, I would have been made up, because within a week of feeling like I was, I could have put this gel on. Within 4 or 5 days of rubbing this gel on my thigh, I started to feel better. The night sweats started to stop.
What was in the gel then? What was
the gel?
It?
It's Easter gel. It's made out of yams.
Right.
And you rub it on.
Can you get that if I went to
your doctor, your GP? It's all available on the NHS. Yeah. Right. This is why there's no knowledge about it out there.
I know, it's mad,
everyone
isn't
has
it?
This thing of this HRT, this wicked word, which really means hormone replacement therapy, and it's like, oh my God, there's been such bad press on it back in the day, because they gave, you know, the doses they were giving to say our mums or their mums was a very high dosage, and it's not now.
Like it's like a bit of a crusade, isn't it? It's like a personal crusade, because you've really felt the benefits of it.
Yeah, so I want to, I want people to know, because there wasn't any of this out there for me. You know, there's a lot of menopause books, but when you've got like this foggy brain, you just don't want to, you know, be rereading a menopause book. So I just learnt my stuff, like, you know, being in the hairdressers, talking to another friend, to someone else. So all the info that I made daily was everything, was just that all the research and that I sort of did was just through like being passed on this. Did you know about there's a menopause clinic? Did you know about this? Did you know about that? No, I didn't know about this. So when I got all this together, I just thought, you know, I'm talked to people and I said, you know, you can be pregnant throughout the menopause. They're like, no.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
You have to have exactly no periods for exactly 12 months.
Right.
And then you're called postmenopausal. But before
What is this perimenopause thing? So, that sounds, I mean, it sounds, obviously, it's all very medical, isn't it, everything?
Well, it's not. It's quite very simple. This is why it's frightening, because there's not enough knowledge out there. So perimenopausal is basically the start of it. So you might feel a bit, so it can, 1 in 100 women in their 30s will be perimenopausal. And in their 40s, 1 in 1,000. And what it is, it just means that you will get these symptoms, they will just come and go. So as your hormones flutter up and down, as they will do all the time, you might have a week where you just don't feel a bit odd, or you just don't, you know, you might feel a bit tearfully. It, you know, and so that's the start of it. That's when your ovaries have stopped making so many, or stop,
so you're sort of starting it.
You're starting it. So I speak to a lot of women that are feeling that, but then it comes and goes. But they, because we weren't ever told to really look out for it, or to, you know, I wasn't. I probably had those weeks where I felt like that, but I probably put it down to drinking too much wine, or staying up too late or something.
Things like booze, because obviously we are like in a culture where, I mean, women drink a lot, don't we? We kind of make a joke about it, you know, it's wine o'clock, or it's gin o'clock, or it's gin Friday or whatever. Is wine and booze and all that stuff, is that probably going to make it worse?
Absolutely. Pass me that book in there, it's over there. Just going to, that one there. This is anybody out there who's wanting to feel that they want to.
I've just read that book.
Did you love it?
Yeah, you're holding up The Unexpected Joy of Being Sober. Catherine
Did you not
Gray.
Think that was great?
It was really good. It's I've actually stopped drinking.
Because the facts and the way that she writes it is great. I mean, you know.
You can recognise it immediately.
You can, and then it's like, you know, like, you don't know that if you're drinking two large glasses of wine a night, it's doing you damage. And women a lot come home and they just automatically think, God, I need a glass of wine. And when you read this, it's quite like, wow.
What I liked about her is she was still functioning.
Yeah,
so she wasn't like, because you have this idea that an alcoholic is somebody who's kind of rolling around in a skip.
Yeah, of
but
course.
Actually, she's still going to work
and doing it,
people.
But just was like, I don't want to drink anymore. But you know, how do we do it? So I think this book, a lot of girlfriends of mine have read this, and they feel that, you know, it's changed their lives. Actually,
I read it. It's funny, and the only thing I found which is weird about being sober actually is that people get really kind of narked about it, you know, if you tell other people. They get this. I know.
Yeah, Anais doesn't drink, and she really? fights she
people think they're really boring.
Yeah,
so my friends like stop inviting me out anywhere.
I know, it's really annoying, and I'm just like, why is that? Like,
yeah, we should. So, but that's just the drink. The British drinking culture is terrible.
Yeah, well, because we're quite repressed. So I think we're
properly out. I mean, when I've got friends that come from abroad, they're like, wow, the British drinking culture is like nowhere else. We think the Australians are bad. When they come here, they're like, wow.
Because we drink a lot. And we kind of drink to get over those inhibitions.
Like in Italy and everything, it's just they have a few glasses of wine with lunch, but you know, we go out on a Friday night to get blabbered.
Thinking about sex and the menopause, is there any role there? I mean, do you think that can help a woman get through
it? Well, I basically got sort of walled off like loose women and everything because I got told, my gynecologist said to me, and she's an amazing lady, Sarah Matthews, and you know, she said to me as I was leaving the office, she was just like to me, Meg, do not forget to masturbate. And I was like, whoa, really? And she said, if you want to stay young, you want to have that kick in your step, you know, you want to keep everything working down there, she said, then you need to masturbate. It's clinically proven that it will keep you supple, it will help keep with the dryness part of the vagina, and it will help keep you, when you actually come to having sex, it will help you to reach an orgasm better than if you don't because when you're going through the menopause, it's quite hard to reach an orgasm. It's harder than it was when 10 years ago.
And is that related, do you think, to the libido? Because you know,
it's all down to the libido. Yes.
And so sometimes if you stop having sex,
so it's like, you know, when you stop having sex, you really don't miss it after a while
because you can get used to it.
So the thing is, what happens with women in the menopause, they just, their no libido's not there, so they're not looking. So eventually they just start going on and they just think, oh. So then they sort of just don't even, you know, probably stop having waxing down there. They probably just go from a, you know, a bit dead from the waist downwards. But you mustn't do that. You should, you know, keep trying. If you know, if you're with your partner and you just can't be bothered to do it with him, then go in the shower or, you know, I feel that you should keep it going. Because also they've done research that women that do masturbate, they get promoted better at work when they arrive. They've got a kick in their step, you know, because it releases. Once you have one, you know, every single cell in your body is like opened up, you know. And it's not a thing to look down, it's a healthy thing.
Yeah, it's funny, it's still a taboo though, isn't it? Because you're saying that you talked about it, and obviously that created a lot of publicity.
Yeah, of course.
And
it did
kind of almost like a headline, like
it was masturbates. yeah but it was like, you know, and here we go again, it just shows you that's tabloid and that's press for you though, isn't it? You know,
quickly, because I don't think I covered it off. Just advice. So basically, I'm a woman and I'm going through the menopause, or I might, I suspect I am, right? You've been really good in discovering what works for you. What can I do? What can I, you know, do I go to my GP?
Yeah, you want to make a list of, or, you know, I'm feeling irritable, I've got a loss of libido, I'm feeling quite tearful, I feel quite flat, my bones are aching, my sleep, I'm getting hot sweats. You need to make a little list. And then when you get in there, you can just show him the list and say, these are the things that I'm going through. Mostly, they've only got 10 to 15 minutes with you. And, you know, and it's not their fault and it's not the NHS fault. And I feel very, very sorry for them. But, you know, he's just going to want to make you feel better and probably just give you antidepressants. Not because they're not really, they're there to see these symptoms. They just see a woman come in, you know, can't cope with life anymore, which is the way that you feel. And that's what he's going to do. So, but if you can already go in there and say, this is it.
Go armed with these questions.
Go armed with them and say this. And then, you know, say, this is what I want. Or I want estrogel. Or I want to take HRT or whatever it is. You know, you also have to say, you have to look at your family history and breast cancer and stuff like this. But there, it takes, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And then 5 or 6 days later, you will be feeling okay again. You just rub it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
This is why I spent like, you know, 2 years doing tapping and acupuncture and everything that I possibly did.
Did any of those things work?
But I didn't really know what I was doing them for. The thing was, if I would have known that I was going through the menopause, my head was already going through, I've got, you know, rheumatic, I've got rheumatoid arthritis because I was stiff in the morning. Or, oh my God, my kidneys are aching. Oh my God, I've got something wrong with my kidneys. I've got pain here. Nothing was just simply, I just went, I had headaches, rages, so I thought I needed to see a neurologist. You know, all this is where my head went. I didn't know this was the menopause. I thought I was coming down with all sorts of things. I thought my body had just decided to break down after all the partying done for years.
And why is that though? Is that just because we don't talk about it?
Yeah. course. So I've never heard. Nobody's ever talked to me about that. None of my friends have come up to me and gone, shit, got no libido, Meg. Oh, my God, I've had this chronic headache for weeks. Oh, my God, I just, you know, I'm just a tearful of everything. I can't cook dinner. My husband's getting on my nerves. I don't want him in the bed. I'm having a... You know, no one said that to me. I'm the first one who came out and went, everybody, I've got this. Is anybody else there? And then all
and
of
when
a sudden...
You did they then
yeah,
come out?
Yeah, everybody was like, yeah, that's me as well. And then I, like, get so touched when I go and do these talks. Like, you know, not last week, week before I did a talk, and there was people crying and this woman just saying, I'm so pleased that you said that you were riddled with anxiety and that you just couldn't leave your house for 3 months, which is what happened to me. I lived in this bedroom. I couldn't leave my house. I didn't understand why. It depleted me. I had this, like, social thing. I was just like, I can't face life. I couldn't take on anything.
A couple of silly questions as well. One was, like, your favourite box set. Mainly because we laugh a lot on the hotbed.
Yes.
We say that in the long-term relationship, you probably spend more time watching box sets than you do.
I'm a Netflix,
sex.
Yes. I 100% will say I have box sets before sex, 100%.
Is there any particular one that you're watching at the moment?
Right, so what I'm watching at the moment is The Bureau.
Oh, right.
It's French.
I don't think I've heard of that
it's
one.
It's French. It's on on Prime. No, it's on Amazon Prime. Mm. And it's called The Bureau. And I watched this thing, one called Four Blocks, which was German, and it was amazing.
Have you watched, oh, God, I forgot.
I've watched
Spiral.
Them all.
Spiral.
No.
It's a French one. It's on at the moment.
Oh,
I think
it?
That's on
no.
BBC4.
Oh,
but
is
like,
it?
If you like a French
oh,
crime
I love
drama,
all the French and crime.
It.
Yeah, this is The Bureau's all about like that. Yeah, with all that. Yeah, I love
there's
all
also,
those.
If you love podcasts, there's actually, there's one called Dirty John. And
yeah.
You must have listened to Serial and Shittown as well.
No.
There's a whole world of podcasts.
Yeah, no, I'm not really got in the world of podcasts yet.
Crime stuff.
Oh,
know,
okay.
Solving real crime. A teen crush. So when you were a teenager, who did you have a crush on? Because we all talk a lot about Michael J. Fox. Duran Duran, like John Taylor.
No, I think if I said my first crush, it was probably Donny Osmond. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Donny Osmond or David Cassidy.
David Cassidy.
Yeah, that would have been my first crush, yeah. Right.
What about fave boy band? Did you have a favourite, like a Take That or
Take That?
New Kids on the Block?
No, not New Kids on the Block. I was too much of a punk and too much rebellion back before all that. I think probably Take That.
Take That.
Yeah.
Take That.
I know all the songs. I've seen them in concert a million times. Yeah.
Okay. It's been amazing talking to you.
And you too.
And
I'm glad you did it on the bed in the
I
bedroom.
I did it on the bed. And I think I love the fact that the dogs are here as well. And I just think it's great to meet somebody who's kind of, you're just taking it head on.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of like, it's time that it happened.
So the message is clear, isn't it? We need to get wanking. We may as well start now, even if we're not perimenopausal. Just get into the good habits of things. It's really good for you, as we've discovered. So the homework that we're setting you, we like to just give everyone a little takeaway exercise to do. Whether you do your homework and come back and get a gold star, brilliant. If you don't want to do it, that's fine, but we're still going to set it anyway. And this is basic bitch homework. It's easy. All we want you to do this week is to go and give yourself an orgasm. In the next week, just give yourself an orgasm. We don't mind how you do it.
No, we do.
We should do it.
We do. Well, we mind that you do it in an unusual way. Do something that you've never done before, even if it's changing position, changing sex toy, changing fantasy.
Don't do anything that's a really high risk activity. So don't suddenly think, I'm going to put the shower on super hot and see whether that's enjoyable on my genitalia, because that's not a good idea.
Or like in a meeting.
Or in a meeting, or in public. That's an amazing danger wank.
You could be in
a restaurant and do it.
Yeah, so break out of your comfort zone, but obviously remain comfortable, and let us know
hashtag
how it goes.
I had a wank.
Yes.
Or do we say hashtag I just masturbated.
Yeah.
It's funny, the word wank to me does not, maybe we need to reclaim that, because I just see a big wang when I hear the word wang.
It's got wang in it.
Because it's wet wang.
Yes.
Whereas we always say masturbate.
Why don't you let us know? So if you're listening to this and you can think of a really good word for female masturbation.
Would you ever say I tossed off? I tossed myself.
No, I wouldn't.
That's really
they're
male.
Harsh, aren't they? Touch myself is wrong and just
touch
not okay.
It's very Austin.
But masturbated is not a nice word.
No, maybe that's not
the problem.
It sounds like a disease.
Word.
So this
like masticated, you know, when you choose something.
It's a very harsh word. There isn't a good word for a lady wank.
Just said lady wank.
Lady wank.
It's okay. Mm. I think we can do better. This is our challenge.
It's silly though, isn't it? It's childish. It's a bit like...
So if you want to be the teacher's pet, you need to do your homework, and then you need to also come up with a better word for us and let us know via @thehotbedcollective on Instagram. And if you want to be a super geek and 10 gold stars, you can read Nancy Friday, My Secret Garden, and tell us what you thought of it.
Yeah, that will definitely, if maybe, make you want to have a masturbating session.
Definitely, maybe.
Yeah.
Definitely, maybe.
Maybe read Nancy Friday.
How your lady garden grows. I just want to shine.
Someone's been hanging out with Meg Matthews too much. Let it go, Aniki. She's not your best friend. All right.
She is. I'm part of the Supernova posse. I am. Oh,
we made it.
We made it. That was episode 2, The Danger Wank. If you liked what you heard, even if you didn't like it, to be fair, you've got to come back next week. We will be talking everything to do with the pelvic floor.
Pelvic.
Enjoy your wank, everyone.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.